pray before we begin tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings that you've bestowed upon my life and my wife's life and our family, Lord God, and for this church, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for people who come here tonight, come here today, Lord, and who will listen to your word and who will do what's right and to remember the holy day to keep it, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Lord God, please bless the people in here tonight. Help me, Lord. Fill me with your spirit, Lord God. Help them, Lord, to hear from you and not from me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to preach on the title of my message today. It's a very simple title. Nothing too tricky or too kind of up and down, but the title is God Loves You. God Loves You. If anyone were to look back on my life and were to tell me, you know, Brother Titus was known for one of these things, and you were to say something about me, he would tell you that God loves you. He would tell you that God sent his only son to die on the cross to save you of your sin so that you could be saved and not have eternal damnation in hell with the devil forever. He sent his only son to die on that cross so that you could have eternal life. And today, you may be wondering, why am I at church today? I don't even know why I came today. But God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. I can't emphasize that enough, is that God loves you. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. The God of heaven who put the stars in the sky. The God of heaven who put the earth and put it in a perfect form. And he formed it and it goes around the sun. And if it were any closer to the sun, the whole earth would just burn up and melt. But he put it perfectly. And he orbited around the sun 365 days in a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he put the sun there with all of its for our light and the when it comes up in the morning, and the moon that comes around the earth for at nighttime. And he put Jupiter, he put Mars, he put Neptune, he put Uranus and Mars and all these planets and Pluto, and they orbit around the sun in such a perfect timing and a perfect place that when they go around there, I got some amens on that one because they don't know if it's an asteroid or if it's a it's a planet. But I'm going to say, I'm just going to stick with God, say if it's a planet. And he put it up there, and he put that in the sky. And he's the one who creates the little baby who comes out of that mom's womb and all the splendor and glory of that. And he's the one who creates every single breath that we breathe and every single second of the day that we need him. He's the one who does that. No, it's not the devil. No, it's not you. No, it's not me. It's God who does that. And that's the same God who loves you today. The same God who sent his son to die on the cross. That's the God who loves you today. The same God who created this earth. As Brother Brandon talked about before, the same God who made this earth flood from head to toe, from all the way to the top of the mountains, all the way to the depths of the sea. That's the same God who did that. The same God who did that was the same God who saved Noah and the ark and his family because they loved God, because they trusted God, because they obeyed God. That's the God that I serve. That's the God who loves you. The greatest thing that I could ever have tell someone today is that God loves you. God loves you. Every single day of your life, you wake up, no matter how much wrong you've done, God loves you. There's some love verses in the Bible. Romans 5:8 is a love verse. And 1 John 4:19 and Isaiah 41:13 and 1 John 4:10 and 1 John 4:8. And how God, he tells how God loves you in each of these verses. And I could go on and on and on throughout the Bible. You know, the Bible's not a hate Bible. It's a love Bible. It loves you. It wants you to do what's right. Yes, it has some judgment in here. Yes, it gives some warning. But if I weren't to tell you the truth today, would I love you? If I weren't to tell you the Bible, if I weren't to preach the Bible, would I love you? If I weren't to tell you that people who die and who don't trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, they go to hell, do I actually love you? Right. If I were to tell you that people who trust Jesus Christ and they get to live with Jesus Christ forever, would I actually love you? And here it says that, let me see here the verses. Verse 10, it says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. The reason why I love God is because he first loved me. The God of heaven, the God of wonder, the God of glory, the God of the universe, the amazing God, the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God, The God who sent his only son to die on the cross, that's the God that loves me today. No, it's not Allah. No, it's not Muhammad. No, they didn't die for my sins. It was Jesus Christ who died on an old rugged cross to save me in my sin. And that's the God that loves me today. No, it's not some man who tells me to do something wrong. No, it's not some Catholic priest that I have to go confess my sins to every day. No, that's not the one person who loves me. No, it may not even be your family. No, it may not even be your friends. But the God of heaven loves you today. The God of heaven, he sent his son to die for you, and he loves you. And it says there, but he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, to be the atonement for our sins. The atonement sacrifice offered to God to assuage God's wrath. You see, we were headed to a place called hell. We were headed to a place of torment. We were headed to a place of fire. We were headed to a place where there is no God. We were headed to a place where there's just the demons and the devils, and they want to bring you down. By the way, the devil wants to bring you down today. Right. The devil doesn't love you. The devil doesn't love your family. The devil doesn't love your children. The only thing good that the devil wants for you is to die and rot in a pit called hell. That's the only thing the devil wants for you today. But God sent his only begotten son to die on an old rugged cross to save you of your sin. He is the propitiation of our sin. God may have brought his wrath upon this nation. God may have bring his wrath upon the people or the Jews or the Romans who crucified Jesus on an old rugged cross. But God said, I need someone who will stand in the gap, who will stand in between my people, who will stand in between, because he says there are some people who want to serve me today. Every single person in this building today who has come to church has a knowledge and said, you know what, I might go to church today. And you wake up and you go to church. That's what God wants. That's what kind of people God's looking for. It's for people who will stay in the right path Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Don't be a skeleton Christian. He wants Christians who will love God. Don't have skeletons in your closet putting on a show Monday through Friday at work, and then Saturday and Sunday you come in, and then it's a whole nother story. Don't be one of those people. But we love God because he first loved us. God created man out of the dust of this earth. And if it was not for God, there would be no one in this room that would be living today. There'd be no one on earth living. You see, God was here. He's always has been there. He always was there. And he said, you know what? I think I want to have a Brother Jeremy at Moore Baptist Church someday. He said, you know what? I think I want to have a Brother Joe and Miss Kathy Winnington at church someday. I love them. You know, I think I want to have Brother and Mrs. Watson. You know, I think I want to have the Binghams. I think I want to have the Means. I think, and the list goes on and on. But God loved you first. God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Eternity awaits you if you are saved today. But if you're not saved today, there's a pit called hell. And I don't want anyone to go there today. But God, we love God because he first loved us. Because he created me. I am nothing without God. I can't even breathe. My lungs can't even function. My heart can't beat. My mind can't think without God loving me each and every day. And every single morning I wake up and I love the love of God. I want to serve him. I want to praise him. I want to worship him. I want to just live my life for God because he first loved me. He came. He sent his son. And I can tell you the story of Jesus. Jesus came as a little baby in a manger. And Brother Wilkerson says that there is nothing more fragile than a baby. And I truly believe that today, is that a baby has to be taken care of. A mama, a daddy, someone has to be there to take care of that little fragile baby. Jesus didn't come in some great white robe and all his splendor and all his glory and came down so that everyone could see him. No, he came to show his humility. He came as a little baby boy. It was because he loved you. He came as a little fragile baby boy who was born in a manger, whose Mary was mother and his father was God up in heaven. And Mary and Joseph lived for God and they did what was right and they raised that boy. And he raised up, and it doesn't tell us a lot about him in his early years, but there's a story about him where he gets raised up and probably around the age of 8 or 10, I don't know, the Bible doesn't exactly say, but they were out looking for him one day and they didn't know where he was at. And Jesus, this little boy who was perfect, never did any sin, never did any wrong. And they were looking for him one day, and they said, "Where is he?" Until they found him in the tabernacle with all the scholars and the astrologers, people in there, and they were amazed and they were wondered about how much he knew. Just being a little boy about how much he knew. That's how good God is. God gave him those powers. God gave him that ability. God did that. And that's the God I serve. That's the God who loves me today, is the one who can do that. That's the God who I love, the God who can move mountains, the God who can calm the raging sea when Peter was out, the God who can help Peter walk on water, the God who can help you through your problems, the God who can help you through your trials and your tribulations. He knows what you've been through. He knows what you're going through. He lost his only son, and all the weight of the world and all the weight of sin was pressed on his shoulders. My sin, every single day, my sin was pressed upon his shoulders until he died. And he did that for me. But he was a little boy and he grew up. He grew up as a teenager, just the same as every single one of us in this room today. I've grown up as a teenager. He had the same fleshly, worldly things and the same flesh that you and I have today that he has to battle. He went through that. He went through everything that you've been through. He's been where you've been. He knows what you're going through. He knows the trials. He's had that same flesh. He lived in the world just like you. He had those people who were mocking him, who were scourging him, who were spitting on him, who were saying weird things about him. But he also had those 12 disciples who loved Jesus. And yes, they weren't perfect, but they followed God to the T, at least they tried every single day of their life. But even this, even in the midst of his 12 disciples, he still had someone who would betray him. Even though God loves you so much, there's still people, I hate to say it, in this building to say who don't love God, don't want to serve God, don't want to live for God. You may be watching online today, but don't be that person who doesn't want to love God. Don't be a fake. Don't be that Judas who will say, "You know what, God, I love you," and then behind his back tortures him and doesn't like God. You see, Jesus already knew that Judas would betray him. Jesus already knew that he had to die on an old rugged cross. He was born to die. He was born to die for the sins of this world and for the sins of me. You see, he knew Judas would be that man who would betray him for those pieces of silver and that worthless money that he got. But even though God knew all this, even though Jesus knew all this, it truly amazes me that God would do that, to send his only son to die on the rugged cross. And he betrayed him. And as those people came to take Jesus away, and Jesus told them, and Jesus said, "You know what? Have at it. This is your hour. I'm all yours. Y'all can have whatever you want, but this is your one hour that you get to do whatever you want to me." And Jesus let his son go through all that agony, go through that cat of nine tails as they whipped his back and ripped his body in pieces and sores. And they took those thorns and they put them upon his head and they pressed them down on his head. And as he went through the crowd, they threw a massive piece of wood on his back called the cross. And he walked up that hill, Calvary's hill, and he took the punishment for you and me. And as he died on that old rugged cross, as they put the nails in his hands and they put the nails in his feet, all the sins that I've ever done were laid upon Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. That's the God who loves me today. Amen. That's the God who loves you today, is the one. Muhammad didn't die for your sins. Right. Right. Joseph Smith didn't die for your sins. The Catholics didn't, the Pope did not die for your sins. Jesus Christ, the one and only Lord of heaven, died for you. He loved you. He showed his love. He told you his love. He did everything he could. And when he was on that cross, he took the nails for you and he took the beatings for you, and people spat upon him still. People hated him still. But he did it for you. He was thinking of you when he was on the cross. And the devil lost that day. The devil was defeated that day because Jesus Christ died on the old cross to save me of my sin. And when my sin was placed upon him, I can imagine Jesus saying, "You know what? I'm done. I've had enough. I'm done with it." As Jesus is laying there on the cross, imagine him saying, "You know what? I'm finished. I'm done. God, call your angels down and kill all these people. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I've had 12 disciples and 11 of them love me, but one has also betrayed me. I've had these Romans here. I've told them the truth. I've told them what you said, but they won't listen to me. I've had the Jews here who I've told them the exact same thing, and I've told them about your love, and I've told them about who you are, and I've warned them about the truth, but they don't love me. God, take the angels of heaven and come down and kill all the earth. No, that's not the God that I know. That's not the God who loves you. God would never do that. Jesus said, while he was dying on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Would you be that Christian today if you were dying on the cross and you had nails going through your hands and you had been beaten and whipped and torn in two? Would you be that Christian today to think of someone else? You see, even when Jesus was dying on the cross, he thought of others. You see, even when he had everyone there staring at him, and not everyone had betrayed him, but the Romans had betrayed him and crucified him for no crimes he had done, nothing. He'd done no wrong. But you know why he did it? He took the nails for me. He took the nails for you. He showed his love for me. He showed you his love to those bus kids. He showed those love to those people that you see when you go out visiting on Saturday. He did that for me and for you. And the Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Tell people about the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, we've had enough of these Catholics nowadays. We've had enough of the Mormons growing bigger and bigger nowadays. It's time for us to stand. It's time for us to do what's right. It's time for us to tell people about how good God is, about how gracious he is, how merciful he is, how kind he is, how glorious he is, how wonderful he is. My God loves me. My God is so good to me. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how much sin you've done. It doesn't matter if you've fallen into depression. It does not matter if you've if you're tall or short. It doesn't matter if you've lost a love. It doesn't matter if the world hates you. It doesn't matter if no one likes you. God still loves you. God still loves you. I encourage you to listen to the sermon I've listened to by Brother Jack Hiles on others. And he talks about just loving others, being a selfless Christian to others. And as I listened to that sermon really spoke to my heart, that he tells about how Jesus, when he died on that cross, how he lived for others, even when he was crucified on a cross and he was about to die, he still loved others. He still told loved his mom, Mary. He told John, watch after Mary, my mother. He's going to take care of you. He still loved you when you were on that old red cross. He didn't think of anything about himself. It wasn't about Jesus. It was about everyone else. That's why he died on the cross. Amen. It wasn't about Jesus. It was about all of us. That's what God made it about. So let me ask you this today. If God loved you so much, why don't you love God back?
It's good.
If God loves you so much you can't even stand to comprehend the torments of hell that you could have gone through if Jesus never died on an old rugged cross. We would never even be here today if Jesus said, you know what, I'm done, I'm finished. Y'all have taken everything from me, y'all have just beaten me, y'all have not listened to a word I've said, and I'm done. And I want the angels of heaven to destroy this earth, and there's going to be no more earth. No, he didn't do that. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing when they crucify Jesus on the cross. But Jesus took the nails for me. Jesus took the beating for me. God is still good. God is still right. God is still on his throne, and God still loves you no matter what happens. The God who made the plants and the flowers to grow, the God who put the sea creatures in the sea, the God who made the sea all wide and massive, and even human exploration can't even get to the bottom of it, because that's how God is. God's so big, God's so great, God's so mighty that he's done those things that we can't even begin to comprehend the things on this earth even. And who knows about heaven, the things that he does on this earth that we can't even comprehend it. We can't even explore the deepest ocean and the sea. We can't even go to the ends of this universe. We can't do that because God is so good. God is so great. God is so powerful. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns your family. He owns your friends. He knows what they're going through. He knows their trials. And God still loves you. The God who created the mountains way up high, 26,000 feet in the air, that's the God who loves you. And if you would have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, that mountain will move. That mountain will move. Your trials, your problems, your heartaches, whatever you've got. Many of us have burdens in here tonight. Burdens in here today. We've had problems. We've had trials. But doesn't matter what trial you've been through, God still loves you. You may be saying, well, I've done wrong. I've listened to bad music. I mean, I've lived a wicked, sinful life. I've gone into the world. I've been in that. I've been in the world, and I've drank, and I've done all these wrong things, and I've fought, and I've done all these wrong things. Listen, God still loves you. God still wants to see you come back in church. And there's many folks in this church building who would love to see you come back to church. Stay in church. Stay in church because God loves you.
Amen.
And as a question I asked before, God loved you so much. So why don't you love God back? Listen to his commandments. Is he made your enemy because he's told you the truth? God's telling you the truth today that God loves you so much. But if God didn't tell you the truth, he wouldn't have loved you. God loves you so, so much. I can't even begin to comprehend the love that God has for you. In the Greek word, the love for God is agape. And that love is an everlasting love. That is something that us as humans cannot even comprehend. And that agape love that he had for every single bus kid, every single junior church worker, every single Sunday school worker, every single person at your work, every single president of the United States, every single person who's ever lived, God had that same love for them. And God doesn't force anyone to follow his salvations because he loves them. God doesn't make robots. I've said that to a lot of people. God doesn't make robots. He chooses everyone with a free will and a free choice. God never, ever would ever send anyone to hell. You choose that. If you don't want to be with God for forever, then that's your choice. That's your decision. He gives it clear, clean, and plain and simple. In John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 4:24, God is a spirit. In Revelation 22:13, he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. In Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4, he says, he is the rock. His work is perfect. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life. That's who God is, the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. In 1 John 4:16, it says that God is love. In Colossians 1 and verse 16, it says, for by him were all things created that were in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. So let me ask you this today. If you love God, keep his commandments. If you love God, do what he says. See, we love God because he first loved us. I love God because he died on the old road cross to save me of my sin. But even if God didn't do that for me today, he still created me. Even if God didn't send his son to die on an old rugged cross, I hope and I pray that I would still love him because the matter of fact is that he let me live here on earth for a short period of time. I could have never been born. I could have never even been thought of. I could have died in the womb and went straight to heaven to be with him. I could have done that. But God gave me a chance to be here on earth. And every single person in this room, God's given you a chance to be here on earth. And he's got a purpose and a plan for every single person. Every single one who's still living, he's still got a plan for you. Just like Jonah and the whale, when he ran from God. He ran the opposite way and he wanted to do his own thing in his own will. God still had a plan. God still had a purpose. And Jonah, God had to, sometimes God will bring you to places to get you back into God's will. Right. Just like Jonah had to be swallowed by a whale and in the belly of that nasty, stinky, smelly whale. And Jonah repented of his sin and God gave him forgiveness. God is a forgiving God. God is a loving God. He loves you so much today. I could read you verse after verse. I could tell you all of his splendor and all of his glory and how good he is, how he's so amazing to me in my life. But that doesn't even touch the hem of how good God is, of how good that God is so that you can wake up every single morning so that no one sneaks in your house and shoots you while you're sleeping. How good God is that your car keeps running every single day. Well, most of us, if you don't have a Ford, but... Oh, man. But, no, God's so good to you every single day. Don't take the little things for granted. Just thank God for the breath that you have today. You know, there's a lot of people on this earth who don't even wake up without breath. They don't even wake up without life. And they either go two places, heaven or hell.
Right.
But you can thank God today that you get another chance to serve him. You get another chance to tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. You get another chance to tell someone, hey, I know you're going through a hard time. Hey, I know you're going through a problem. Hey, I know you don't believe in God. But I just want to tell you today that God does love you. Even if your family doesn't love you, your friends don't love you, your closest, even if you're divorced or if something has happened in your life, hey, God still loves you. He's always loved you. He'll never, ever, his love is never ending. And he will always love you. God loves you. So why don't you love him back today? Love God back today. Do what's right. Live for God. God loves you. He sent his son to die on an old rugged cross. The greatest story that could ever be told is the blood of Jesus that was shed for me. But there's another thing that God did to Jesus Christ. He didn't just die. He didn't just be whipped. He didn't just be broken. But 3 days later, I'm so glad that he arose from the grave, that he lives in heaven forever with his saints to reign. He arose in the grave. He lives with God forever for all eternity. He conquered death for you. He conquered hell for you. And he has that free gift of eternal life. He's saying all you have to do is take it. It's just like on Christmas, if you were to get that gift and say, no, I don't want it, and never ever open it. It's a free gift. You don't have to work your way to heaven. You don't have to pay your way to heaven. You don't have to confess your sins to a priest to get you to heaven. God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You shall be saved. Jesus, when he died on the cross, he already took hell for you. He already took what you deserved, and he put it on his back, and he bore all the sins of all mankind. And 3 days later, he arose, and he conquered death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? There is no sting in death anymore because Jesus has already conquered that death. But all you have to do is trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and ask him to take you to heaven when you die, and you can have free, eternal life. You say, but Brother Titus, I don't believe. That's your choice. Don't believe it. I have a coworker at work. He's an atheist. And, you know, the other day, we've been talking about it back and forth, and I've been getting some counsel from my pastor here and what I should tell him and stuff. And I even brought up stuff Brother Brandon said this morning. You know, and I told him all these things, you know, all these proofs of the Bible. Yeah. But at the end of it all, I told him, I said, you know, Louis's his name. I said, you know, Louis, if you just don't believe it, that's your decision. Sure. If you just don't believe it, man, then I'm just going to pray for you, Louis. I'm going to say, you know, the bottom line is if you don't believe that Jesus Christ died and he rose again, then that's the bottom line. You just don't believe it. But I told him, I said, if you just don't believe it, then that's your free will. I said, God's not going to force you, and I'm not going to force you to show you that there is a God. You can believe whatever you want to believe, Louis. And all I'm going to do from now on, Louis, is just pray for you. That's all I want to do for you, man. If you don't choose to believe it, then that's on you. I've told you enough. But that's what God wants you to do today to the people of this world. Amen. Tell them, show them the love of Jesus Christ. Tell them God loves them. Tell them that he died for their sins. Tell them that he rose again 3 days later. Whenever I go out soul winning and I talk to people about the Lord Jesus Christ, I never ever tell them that Jesus died and leave it there. I always tell them that 3 days later he arose from the grave. Because if Jesus had died, he'd have still been like Muhammad. He'd have still been like Joseph Smith, still laying in the grave, still laying like all the past presidents who have died and gone on. He would have still been just like they're the bones. But there's no bones found in his grave. There's nothing in his grave. He's arose. He's arisen. He's in heaven living with his Father today. And he did all that for you. And he did all that for me. He did all that for your kids. He did that for your grandparents. He did that for your aunts and uncles and cousins. He did that. I am the way, the truth, and life. He did that for every single person. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loved you with the cross. He bore your sins. Every single time you sinned, that weight was put on Jesus Christ. And he bore the weight of those sins. And he loved you so much so that you don't have to suffer eternal damnation in hell with the devil for the rest of your life. He loved you so much that he died on the cross. He took your place. Listen, I should have been on that cross. I should have been the one who had died and gone to hell because of the wickedness and the sinfulness in my heart that I've done. That's where I should have been headed. But when I was headed there, God said, you know what? There's some good people who love me, and I love them. Even though they may not love me, I still love them. I still want to send a Savior to die on the cross. And God said, you know what? I need one person who will do it, one perfect person. And God sent his only Son. I'll tell you this right now. My daughter, I would never ever do that to my daughter.
Right.
Never. And many of you who have kids in here would probably say the exact same thing. There's no way on earth where I would send my son or my daughter on an old rugged cross to die for someone else, something that they purposely did. To die for that drunkard. To die for that man who killed that lady. To die for that person who did what's wrong. I mean, he deserves to go to hell. He did what was wrong. He deserved punishment in jail. He deserves that. But God said, you know what? Every single person in jail, I love them. Even though they've murdered someone. Even though they stole or they lie or whatever they did, I love them. And I want to send my only son, his one and only perfect son who did nothing wrong, absolutely zero. And he died for your sins. Amen. And he rose again 3 days later for your sins, for my sins. And that weight was pressed upon him, but he died for every single person. And he loves every single person in the world this morning. Every single kid, every single grandparent, every single person. There's not one person that God doesn't love. He loves the animals. He loves every single thing. It's how wondrous how God's creation is and how he can create a life from a baby. God loves every single person in the whole wide world. He doesn't exclude anyone. No, it's not 144,000 who go to heaven. That's not what my Bible says. It says for whosoever. It said for God so loved the world. It wasn't just, oh, I love this certain people because they love me. No, God loved every single person. Why would God create something that he doesn't love? God's a perfect God. God has created the world in a perfect place. But man chose to do what was wrong. Adam and Eve, when it came from when they God created them, and God said, you know what? You can eat of any other tree in this garden. You can do whatever you want in this garden. You can go play with the deer in the field. You can have good times with your wife. You can be with your wife, Eve. And he makes a woman out of the rib bone from the man. He says, you can do all that, but this one tree, don't eat of. This one thing, do not do. You know why? Because God gives everyone a choice. He wants people who will willingly choose God. He doesn't want to force you, but he wants you. He gives you the choice between good and evil. Which one are you going to choose this morning? And Adam and Eve, they ate of that bad fruit. They had all the other trees they could have ate of. They had all the other things they could have ate of, but the devil tempted them, and they choose to do what's wrong, and now their sin is passed down to all of us. Listen, don't blame your sin on Adam, though. Your sin is your choice. Your sin is what you do. Don't blame your sin on someone else. Well, they made me do it. No, you willingly chose to do it. It's your sin. Own up to it. But the blessed blood of Jesus Christ was shed on that cross. Perfect, sinless blood was shed on that cross so that I could have eternal life. Why would I not love him back? Why would I turn my back on God when he's given so much to me? Why would I do that to God? Some of you in this place here this morning may be saying, well, I don't have the best of life. I'm struggling financially. I'm struggling with my family. I'm struggling, you know, but if God loved me so much, why would he make me struggle? Maybe God's trying to put you through a testing time to say, hey, are you going to look to me? Or are you going to keep following your money? Are you going to look to me? Or are you going to keep working that overtime so that you don't come to church? Are you going to follow me? Or are you going to keep going soul winning? Keep telling people that I love them. Which one are you going to do? You can choose to do what's wrong. You can choose to do what's right. You have the freedom and the will to do that. And God loves you today. God loves every single person on earth. And he gives you that free will to choose him. But in that verse it says, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting in life. Amen. That's what my Bible says today, and that's the truth. Amen. Jesus has already paid for your sins. Jesus has already borne it upon him. Jesus has already done it, and God sent his son to do that just for you today. You can have free eternity today. You can live together with Jesus and God forever and ever and ever, and it'll never end. But all you have to do is trust Jesus Christ and believe in him. And thou shalt be saved. Let's go ahead and bow our heads, close our eyes this morning.